Fantastic. Those were some great presentations. Well, all good things must stop. So how we came about this, Phil Schoenberger called me, and like most people, when Phil calls and asks to do something, most of us shut down and don't listen anymore. But I actually was paying attention to Phil this time, and I said, you know, Phil, I think you're on to something. So what we're doing in Region 5, we're looking at soil systems and how we can display information to users. And the first thing when I talk to my field soil scientists, they say, yeah, that's awesome. We want to colorize all the block diagrams. And a lot of them get their colored pencils out. And we say, well, yes, that's an end result, but that's not all we want to do. We want to be able to display more information to the folks. We also find that these are excellent training tools. They're training tools for soil scientists that move from one region to another, new soil scientists that come in, and then casual users, you know, the farmers, the sanitarians. And we'll get more into that here in a little bit. There really are endless uses, we feel. I'm just going to touch on a couple. I mean, there's really some creative people out there and some great, as you've seen, some great artists. That's not me. But we're going to show you what we've done to get some information out to folks. It starts with the geomorphic descriptions. It really does. That's kind of the base of how we have been using soil systems in our region. We've got some really great data. We're starting with the old block diagrams and such, and now we're deciding to move on with this. One thing we found is that the soil systems approach, we can relate these soil properties to the landform positions. We can say, okay, this soil here on this landform, we can use bulk density, we can use organic matter, we can use CEC, whatever we have in the Sirgo database. We can make some things up and throw them on there if we need to. But we've got a lot of data, and it's a good way to display the knowledge that we have. We can also relate how the soils are different based on their properties on this soil system. We can do a lot more. We can, a great picture is worth a thousand words. Well, we can do that. We've got the information. We've got some technology. We've got a lot of talent out there. And everyone likes colorful pictures. Well, not Phil, but most people like colorful pictures. This also allows us to understand the relationships between the systems and the interpretations. That's what we're doing. We're mapping the interpretations. We've got all the data. These soil properties produce interpretations. Now let's put them on the soil system approach and display this information out to our countless users. Now, it also allows the non-soil scientists to use the data or information that they need. And as Phil called me, it was really timely. I had a friend that had also called me that day. He was the Kansas Realtor Association president. And he said he was having a hard time getting across explaining to his customers about land capability and things like that. In Kansas, we use the NCCPI, the National Commodity Crop Productivity Index, in our tax base. So I said, well, how about this? And we took a block diagram of the county, put the NCCPI index on there, put some great colors on there that Phil just absolutely hated, and gave it to him. He loved it. And so did his users. And so he said, man, that was really easy. You know, and I said, boy, that worked really well. What did we do wrong? So we're finding that these things can work, and it's a good way. Ideas, septic tank suitability. County sanitarians. Our county sanitarians, where I'm from, one day they're doing the food inspections for the Chinese restaurant, and the next day they're out doing septic tanks investigation site. So they're usually trained in one field or the other. If they can have any information, they're constantly asking for information that will help them in their job. I think the soil systems approach and using this interpretation is just that tool. Of course, KSAT, Phil's talked about that, water movement, engineers, everybody wants to know which way the water is moving. Geology, a friend of mine yesterday just talked about a geology soil system that will tell him how deep it is to bedrock for pipelines. He's working for a pipeline. He'd like to know what areas to avoid. So we could use this systems approach. Unfortunately, he wants 103 of those for the state of Kansas. He's not getting them. Organic matter, carbon, very important. Soil health, very important marker. Well, again, we can apply this. We can make this to whoever. We can tailor it to our customers in this soil systems approach. Okay, Phil and I always giggle, I just did, when this comes up. But Southwest Kansas, if you like hamburger, then you love Southwest Kansas. We have a lot of feedlots. We have a lot of meat packing. Okay. We also have a problem if something such as mad cow comes in and wipes out our herds. So what are we going to do with that? Turns out not only is Southwest Kansas a beautiful travel destination, it's also a great cemetery for getting rid of dead animals due to disease. So, but FEMA has called and asked for this, so I'm not making this up. pH values. Agronomists have been interested in this to know, you know, potential for liming and such. Road materials, again, the county administrators, Department of Transportation, these are quick and handy guides that we can give them. They can know, they're always looking for good road materials, so they can maybe make a quick decision. And depth to water. Kansas Department of Transportation has called for something like this. We rough did one for them on where they're going to put the bypass. They want to avoid wetlands and water tables as much as possible. So something quick and easy that's visual, that, you know, it's not that hard. So I'll show you, here's where we started. This is a soil survey back about circa 1960 in the Flint Hills of Kansas. Really the most beautiful part of Kansas. It's where K-State's located. It's grass, tall grass prairie, grazing, cattle industry, very important. People ship their cows there to finish up on grass before going to Dodge City. And this is the original diagram. You can see they have the range sites up there and then the soils beneath. And we decided to go one step. We colorized it. We decided to put the soils on top. And we have the eco sites now below that. We added the parent material for the soil material, and expanded it a little bit. Now, this is a field soil scientist and an eco site specialist worked on this together. And I understand a lot of the eco site specialists are now kind of trying to use this for their MLRAs. Everybody's trying to make one of these for each of their MLRAs in dealing with this. It's a very handy tool. It displays a lot of information real quickly. Here's another one out of eastern Colorado. This area is big for sugar beets and onions, believe it or not. But they need irrigation. So irrigation is very tight in that part of the country. And this is the base block diagram. This is, I think, about out of the 80s. We decided to look at the interpretation irrigation suitability. And how suitable is it? So here we've cleaned up, added some nice colors to it. And you can see in the top of the hill, it's somewhat limited. As you come down the hill, it becomes not limited. No limitation. It's because it's in the Ogallala. There's more water present. Come down the hill, less and less and less. And then on the bottom, we have more. So this is a quick and dirty guide, but it tells a lot of information quickly and easily. Whenever I look at this, it's like watching Animal House, and you see the picture come up, and you go, ah! It's kind of scary, but this is where I grew up, southeast Nebraska. There's a lot of information in there. Phil and I both went oofta when we saw this. But we decided to clean it up, make some of the information a little more pertinent, and add something else. Back to the National Commodity Crop Productivity Index. That's our index. It tells us from 0 to 1 on the soils how productive they are, you know, for cash crops such as corn, soybeans, wheat, milo, cotton. Nebraska is working on making this part of their tax code. So the tax evaluation department person called, and we gave him a list, and then we decided to give him this. He loved it. He said, wow, you know, I see the list, it makes sense, but now I really understand why it's working. And we cleaned up some of the terminology. We went from Kansan till to pre-Illinoisan, and we used some colors that were a little bit more likable to Phil than that. He's the only man that really enjoys beige I've ever met. Okay, can't have a talk without Dodge City. A lot going on out there. A lot of history, a lot of hamburger, a lot of manure. Some great things, great conversation topics. So this is a block diagram of Ford County that we started with. I believe this was out of the late 60s, early 70s. We decided to add some color to it and look at manure disposal. Manure disposal, we have a lot of it down there, and so they need to get rid of it. What a lot of the farmers are doing, the feedlots are actually pumping it to the farmers' residence, putting it into a lagoon, and they're irrigating. Well, that's great. That's one use of it. The problem is they're also irrigating over the groundwater wells for Dodge City. So there's a lot of concern about that. So this is an interesting map. It shows the limitations up there, as you can see. Some soils very limited right next to some that were not limited. So they do have some data that shows, last time I remember, it was about down to 30 feet where they still found a few nitrates that had moved. The good news is in that loss, it's very deep. It's usually 35 feet or a little greater. But this is what we've done. We feel that this is a good project. All of our field offices have really jumped in and bought into it. You know, and they're doing some great work. They're doing some good creativity. We have an editor that's doing a lot of the artwork. We think it's a great tool. We think it's going to move on. We think it's going to catch on. So anyway, with that, I'm going to get out of here. All right.